Grapes, you've got a new book out. You've been around signing. By the way, Don Cherry's Sports Heroes, not Hockey Heroes.
A lot of hockey in it, though.
Yeah, but how many books have you done?
I think I've done three, and I really believe this one is the best, really. It's a lot of people I've talked to, he says, easy reading. You can read three, you know, and then put it down and pick it up again and right where you start. And it really meets some interesting people. And one lady came to me and she says, I don't know if you ever remember my uncle. And I said, you know, I got you. That is tough for you. Don't be nice. And I got it. He says, Bill Jew says, Bill the Beast, are you kidding? We'll come back. I'll talk about the Beast.
Coast to coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grapevine.
Yes, I remember Bill the Beast. I'll tell you, boy, Juzda, he's in. I said, are you kidding? He's in the book. She almost cried. She couldn't believe it. I this guy, he was on the point. You remember when Bash and Bill Barocco, by the way, Ron did a great thing on Bash and Bill on that hometown hockey. And, you know, as you knew, we should do a show on that. He flew up with a dentist and fishing, and he crashed, and they didn't find him for a long time. Anyhow, he was on the point with the Bash and Bill when Bash and Bill Barocco scored the overtime winner. He went to New York. He went in the Air Force for 3 years, and he was a pilot there. And then he came to the Leafs. That's when he really shone. They won two Stanley Cups, and was he tough. I remember him and the Rocket used to go at it all the time. Man, and it's Bash and Bill Barocco. And Bill the Beast to choose the sounds like a pretty good. And what one was absolutely beautiful. If you've seen Bill Barocco, he was absolutely beautiful. And the Beast, they call him the Beast. So you can figure it out. There's a famous picture I always remember when I was a kid. They had this Herculite glass. It was supposed to be unbreakable. And they got a picture of a Bill the Beast hitting a rocket up against it. And the glass is flying all over the place. The guy caught it the right minute. I tell you, Brian, I thought Bill the Beast was terrific.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Here's a funny picture I always remember when I was a kid in the paper. He always had a railroad cap on, you know, those as an engineer and all like that. And believe it or not, in the winter, he'd play hockey, and in the summer, he'd work on the railroad, the Canadian Pacific Railroad. He started off as a fireman. You know how they used to put the coal and everything in, he's shoveling in. He worked his way up to an engineer. He was an engineer on a train. I thought that was terrific. For 28 years, and the place he retired in was Winnipeg, where he was born. Had a great time. I read a story about him. He used to golf and fish. Had a great retirement. And he deserved it because he was terrific. Bill the Beast Juzda.